Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I am your host and avid playlist maker, James Lampkin. Thank you for joining us for a quick hit of music trivia. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions. You get to choose how to play. Go it alone, pair up, or battle against someone. Our 3 rounds today will be hits of the 90s, former friends, and hip-hop opening lyrics. For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available for this episode is 20. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can learn about pop trivia and share your scores with other players. Also, feel free to pause throughout if you need to give yourself a little bit more time to think. As per usual, we'll go through all of the answers at the end of the episode. Get ready and good luck.
Round 1.
In round 1 today, we're heading back to the time of music magazines and ordering CDs through the mail. It's all about the hits of the 1990s. We have 5 questions for you, all about hits from the 90s, with 1 point available for each correct response. Here we go. Question 1. Seal's Kiss from a Rose and U2's Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me, Kill Me were both hit songs released in support of which 1995 superhero film? Question 2. Save the Best for Last was a 1992 number one hit for which former American beauty queen? Question 3. British singer Gabrielle, known for her 90s hits like Dreams and Rise, famously wore what accessory on her face? Question 4. Which member of the Spice Girls was the first to get a solo number one single in any country? Question 5. Shawn Mullins had a hit in 1998 with which song that shares its name with something you may sing to a baby? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 today is former friends. Unfortunately, when it comes to groups and bands in popular music, they don't often last. In this round, we have 5 clues for you about people who left or got kicked out of popular bands or groups. And you need to tell us which band they were part of. 1 point is available for each correct answer. Here are the clues. Question 6. LaToya Luckett and Latavia Robinson were booted from this girl group in 2000, midway through the promotion of their album, The Writing's on the Wall. Question 7. In 2013, Richie Sambora left this rock band known for their big hair 80s hits after a 30-year stint as the lead guitarist. Question 8. Pete Best famously departed as the drummer of this band in 1962, just before they became global superstars. Question 9. Zayn Malik left this successful boy band in 2015 after recording 4 albums with them. Question 10. Jermaine left this family band in 1975 to pursue solo opportunities and was replaced by his brother Randy. That's it for round two. Get ready for the final round.
Round three.
Round three is opening lyrics. You're going to hear the opening line of a hit hip-hop song, but it's being read aloud by a different voice than normal. See if you can identify the hip-hop song from just the opening line. Give yourself 1 point if you get the song correct, and another point if you also know the artist who performed it. Here we go. Question 11.
Missy be putting it down. I'm the hottest round. I told y'all mother, ooh, y'all can't stop me now. Listen to me now.
Question 12.
Now let me welcome everybody to the Wild Wild West, a state that's untouchable like Elliot Ness. The track hits your eardrum like a slug to your chest. Pack a vest for your Jimmy in the city of sex.
Question 13.
Go, shawty. It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip Bacardi like it's your birthday.
Question 14.
Now I like dollars. I like diamonds. I like stunting. I like shining. Yeah, I like million-dollar deals. Where's my pen? I'm signing.
Question 15.
Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside. Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside.
That is all our rounds complete. We're going to be right back after this break to reveal all the answers. And welcome back. There is no more waiting. The answers are here, kicking off with the 90s hits. Question 1. Batman Forever. The soundtrack also featured songs from Lenny Kravitz and The Offspring. Question 2. Vanessa Williams. She was the former Miss America of 1984 before making a post-scandal comeback in the early 1990s. Question 3. An eye patch. Gabrielle has a condition affecting one of her eyelids and prefers to cover it by wearing her famous eye patch, sunglasses, or sometimes covering it with her hair. Question 4. Mel B. Her track I Want You Back featuring Missy Elliott hit number 1 in the UK in late 1998, well before any other member. Question 5. Lullaby by Sean Mullins. Continuing on to round 2, former friends. We were looking for groups or bands that lost a member during their time. These are the answers. Question 6. Destiny's Child. After a brief stint with another new member, the group settled on their final trio of Michelle, Kelly, and Beyoncé, which has endured ever since. Question 7. Richie Sambora is a former member of Bon Jovi. Question 8. The Beatles. Ultimately, Pete Best would be replaced by Ringo Starr, believed to be a more skilled drummer, who remained with them for their run of success in the 1960s. Question 9. One Direction. Malik said on his departure he was looking to take some time out of the spotlight, but he would return 9 months later with his solo debut single. Question 10. The Jacksons, or the Jackson 5. When the group left Motown in 1975, the Jackson 5 had to rebrand as the Jacksons because Motown owned the rights to their original name. For our final round today, we gave you the opening lines of some classic hip-hop songs. Remember, you can get 1 point for correctly picking the song title, and another point if you know who performed it. The songs you were hearing were... Question 11. Get Your Freak On by Missy Elliott. Question 12. That was California Love by Tupac. Question 13. Inda Club by 50 Cent. Question 14 was I Like It by Cardi B. And our final one, question 15, Without Me by Eminem. How did you score today? Remember that the maximum total points available for this episode was 20. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. You can tell a friend and you can follow the show on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. Jump on and let us know what you scored for this episode. You can also support the show by leaving us a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That is me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.